Right, I'm Gary Smith. I'm a designer with Lancashire Museum Service. My day-to-day job would be working on the travelling exhibition schedule, designing and laying out the information for each of the separate exhibitions and working out what items go in what spaces, making them fit in the various rooms that they've got to fit in, and then packing them up and moving them to different places so that the information tells a relevant story. Try and make it make as much sense as possible. In this project, the redevelopment of the Museum of Lancashire, I'm in charge of two galleries, Lancashire at War and Lancashire at Work. Lancashire at War tells the story of World War I. The main chunk of the room, it's quite a big room, will be a full-size replica of a World War I trench, which is going to be about 50 foot long, about 20 feet wide, and about 6 foot high. It's going to be, hopefully, the best of its kind in the country. Stephen Ball, who's the curator, is an expert on World War I, and together with me, we've spent a very long time working out all the details, so it is a thoroughly packed experience, and it's totally enveloping, and it will be incredibly realistic. The rest of the gallery tells the story of the war on the home front, stories of recruitment and what happened after the war. My part in it really is to take Stephen's information and try and work with it and display it in a way which makes it interesting and informative, legible, logical in terms of as you walk through the story unfolds, and using as much colour, sound, three-dimensional objects to just make it a completely interactive experience. So it's not museum-y. In the other gallery, Lancashire at Work, we're telling the whole story of the work, what's gone on in terms of industry and work in Lancashire through from the very beginnings of agriculture and going through cotton, and how the world has changed in the last 100 years. And again, I'm working with Liz, the curator, who's written a draft of the text and picked objects and things. I've got to use my experience and skills to try and make that as interesting and exciting as possible. We've gone for a very eclectic, quite busy feel in the gallery. It's very three-dimensional. Liz dearly wanted a full-size boat in the gallery, but won't fit, so I've designed a 12-foot-long chunk of boat which will go in the space, which has pleased her, ticked all her boxes. Again, it's part of that experience by in the section on maritime history, the actual gallery space is the recreation of a boat, so it gives you a proper feel of wood and water and sail. We've got a full-size loom in there. We've got a massive model of a coach. We've got things hanging from the ceiling. All the artwork will be mounting different levels on the wall. So really I wanted something that would appeal, well, part, intellectually appeal to adults in terms of the content, but visually appeal to children, and well, all ages really, in that it is very much a kind of almost a theme park, if you will. I've just taken it past what I think people are taking it to where I think people will want to be, rather than just a kind of old traditional stuff on the wall type layout. So really that's what I'm doing there. It's trying to make it as exciting as possible with limited funds and limited time, and the constraints that we have to work through with health and safety and things. Unfortunately, all the sharp objects have to be behind perspex, which is slightly annoying, but and the revolving things have to be fastened down. But within that, I think we've done quite a good job. Things are coming together really well. When it opens, I think I'm looking forward to the fact that I think we really have made an effort. That it's, yeah, we've got limited budgets, we've got all these constraints to work with, but I think we really have tried very hard to make this really work, because it's got to stand as a testament to our work for maybe 10 or 12 years before we can start pulling it apart again. So yeah, it's trying to make it completely exciting and something that I will be proud of.